This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بكت عيني بكت عيني بكت عيني على ذنبي وما لاقيت من كربي فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب.
الحمد لله. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who raised the heavens and created the creation. He spread forth the earth and he beautified it with vegetation. And he gave us the cycle of the night and day in perfect alternation. He revealed to us the Quran as his speech and divine revelation. And he sent to us a prophet in whose belief is our salvation. His religion unites all of mankind, the black and the white, the Arab and the Ajam, without discrimination. So it is to Allah and Allah alone we turn and we worship. And it is to him that we bow our heads in prostration. As to what follows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us to be conscious of him when he says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Dear Muslims, as we are all aware, the globe is currently facing a financial crisis yet again. And it is likely, it is possible, that our country and many countries will see yet another economic recession, in which prices are already going higher and higher, and jobs are becoming more and more scarce. It is human nature to be worried about our sustenance and rizq. It is human nature to want to protect ourselves and our families. So in today's khutbah, I want to remind myself and all of you of a very, very beautiful Islamic concept, that of maximizing the quality of what we already have and not just concentrating on the quantity of what we do not have. We as Muslims, we believe in a very amazing concept. We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses certain things more than others. So outwardly, the quantity might be the same, but when Allah has blessed one and not the other, then the quality of that which is blessed will be more. You will get more out of that which Allah has blessed than that which Allah has not blessed. And this is the concept that is known as barakah. When Allah gives barakah in something, quantity will be the same $100. When Allah has given barakah to somebody's $100, that 100 will bring much more happiness, much more joy, much more comfort. And when there is no barakah, that same 100 can bring pain and misery. So in today's brief khutbah, I want to go over this concept of barakah and to list for us 7 practical steps that we can all undertake so that inshaAllah ta'ala we increase our barakah. What is barakah? Barakah means to increase the utility and the function of something. In Arabic we say ziyadatul khair. We increase the khair in something. And the simplest example for this is the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many times a small quantity of food sufficed a large group of people. In one example, in the Battle of Tabuk, when they were running out of water on the way back from Tabuk, and there was very little water left, the Prophet ﷺ said, give me all of your water. It was gathered in one canister, one can, might have sufficed 3 or 4 people. The Prophet ﷺ dipped his hands in it, made dua to Allah, Bismillah, and he said, Al-barakatu min Allah. Barakah comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that one small can of water, that one small canister of water, over 1,000 sahaba, not only drank, they did wudu from that one cup of water. This is what barakah is. If I took that cup, you took that cup, we will drink it and khalas, it is done. But the Prophet asked Allah to put barakah in that water. The quantity was the same, but the quality sufficed over 1,000 people. And there are many incidents in the seerah that demonstrate the reality of barakah. And of our firm beliefs in our Lord, in our religion, of the fundamentals of Iman, is that Allah Azza wa Jal, being the Rabb and being ala kulli shay'in qadir, He has the power to give barakah. Only Allah has the power to bestow barakah. Not me, not you, not a holy saint. Only Allah has the power to bestow barakah on something or someone or an object or money or time. In fact, this is one of the primary meanings when we praise Allah and we say, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk, tabaraka alladhi nazzala al-furqan. What is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mean? What does tabaraka mean? Of the meanings of tabarak is that Allah Azza wa Jal Himself is not just the source of blessings, He is blessed, His that and essence is blessed, He is Quddus, all that He does is blessed, all good comes from Allah, and nothing but good comes from Allah. As our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-khayru kulluhu بيديك. All good, Ya Allah, comes from you. وَشَرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ. And there is nothing evil from you. This is of the meanings of tabarak. Tabarak therefore means you want barakah, you have to turn to the one who is tabarak. Only the one who is tabarak can give you barakah. So what are some of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have informed us to increase the barakah in what we have? And by the way, barakah can be in anything. It can be in your house. It can be in your money. It can be in your food. It can be in your time. So many people, 1 hour, they accomplish so much, and other people, 1,000 hours, they accomplish nothing. Why? Barakah. Allah blesses what He chooses. And Allah Azza wa Jal, when He blesses something, it becomes more useful, more barakah, more good comes from it. So if we realize that barakah comes from Allah, and we realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged us to seek barakah from Him, how then do we obtain barakah in our wealth, in our food, in our livelihood, in our sustenance? Again, much can be said. Always time is against us. I will list for us 7 points. I want you to memorize them and perhaps write them down after the khutbah. Point number one, how we increase barakah in our money. We have the same salary maybe, but barakah, we want to get the barakah. Point number one, the most powerful mechanism for increasing barakah in what we have, in our wealth, in our families, in our time, in our livelihood, is to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has taqwa of Allah, everything he does, everything he earns, everything he is around, there will be barakah. So taqwa brings about Allah's barakah. Taqwa will increase the utility and the function and the blessings of your wealth, of your income, of your salary, of your house. When you have taqwa, Allah opens up the doors of barakah. How do we know this? It is in the Quran. Very explicit. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If only the people of the Qura, the villages and the lands, if only they believed in Allah and they had taqwa, we would have opened the doors of barakah from the heavens and earth. لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything would be blessed for them. So the number one mechanism of obtaining barakah in what we have is by increasing our taqwa, being righteous, being good Muslims, having a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to attain taqwa is the topic of many khutbas and durus, so please listen to them. Point number two, of the ways to attain barakah in our sustenance, to increase the utility and the blessedness of our salary and income, is to be honest in our dealings and transactions when we earn money, when we go to work, when we buy and sell. Honesty brings about Allah's barakah. When you are just, when you are fair, when you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't scam the system, when you know Allah is watching you and you do your job conscientiously, fulfilling the rights of your corporation, of your boss, and not taking advantage of something they do not know, and you realize that Allah will bless you because of this, then your salary might not increase the next year, but your barakah will definitely increase. How do we know this? Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadiths in Abu Dawud and others, anytime two people have a business together and they are honest with one another, and they are truthful, and they convey the faults of their items. So what is meaning here, if you're selling something, you don't hide, I'm selling you a used car, the brakes are not working. You don't hide it. You're supposed to tell the person, hey, it's a used car, and you should know that the brakes need to be replaced. Our Prophet ﷺ said, whoever undertakes any business transaction and is truthful and honest and conveys the faults of the item, بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعَتِهِمَا Allah will bless their transaction, and Allah will give them barakah for what they have done. You think you're losing money when you hide the fault. You think you're losing money when you have to be honest. No, you might lose the quantity, but what you gain in the quality, what you gain in the barakah is much more than what you have to give up from the quantity wise. The same applies in our corporations, in our 9-to-5 jobs. You have to be honest. Whatever obligation has been given to you, do it properly. Whatever rights they have upon you, give them. And whatever you are allowed to take back, do not overtake. They're all loopholes. We know them. So many people take advantage. For example, you might get a per diem when you travel. What is it these days? $40-$50. Most people, they max out. They don't care. No, this is not barakah. If you spent $10 for your per diem, you hand in the receipts and you say, $10, that's all I want. Don't use the system and abuse it, because Allah is watching you. Be honest, be fair, be just, and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you barakah. Even if other people are taking advantage, no, we do not do so, because we have a Lord that monitors us. So point number two of how to attain barakah: be honest, be fair, be truthful, and don't cheat and lie. Don't scam the system, and Allah will bless your rizq and your sustenance. Point number three of the most powerful ways to bring barakah in our lives is to associate with the most mubarak object that we have access to. I repeat, of the ways to increase barakah in our lives is to associate with the object that has the most barakah that we can possibly have access to, and that is the Quran. The Quran, Allah calls it Kitabun Mubarak in so many verses. There is nothing more blessed that we have access to than the Quran. The Quran, all of it is barakah. Its recitation is barakah. Its tadabbur is barakah. Its memorization is barakah. Its tafsir is barakah. Listening to it is barakah. It is nothing but barakah. So, you want barakah in your life? Bring in the mubarak. What is the mubarak? Allah says, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun. This is one of the sources of barakah. And it is true to say the Quran is a source of barakah, because the Quran is the speech of Allah and it is a divine attribute. So yes, barakah is from Allah, but the Quran is also from Allah. So the Quran is a source of barakah. Everything related to the Quran will bring about our barakah. And again, this is something that is very explicit in the Quran and in the Sunnah. It is authentically narrated that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, should I not tell you something that if you do it, it will be better for you than to earn a camel a day? A camel a day, like a car a day. Who earns a car a day? They said, what can that be, Ya Rasulullah? He said, if one of you comes to the masjid and studies one ayah, memorizes one ayah, it is better for you than a camel. And if you were to do two ayat, better than two camels, and so on and so forth. And in a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, when a companion was reciting the Quran, he saw a peaceful light come down, come close to him. He looked up and stopped reciting, the light went up. He continued reciting, the light came down again. And then he came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, such and such happened. He said, that was the sakina that came down from Allah. The angels came in your presence listening to your recitation of the Quran. When we recite the Quran, the angels come. When the angels come, they bring sakina, they bring barakah. So the Quran, listening to the Quran, reading the Quran, memorizing the Quran, all of it brings about barakah. You want to increase your barakah? Start your day with the Quran. Read even a page, half a page. Make it a routine. Every single day, have something to do with the Quran. And I swear to you, you will see the barakah increase in your life. This is point number three of how to bring about barakah. Point number four of how to bring about barakah. It's very simple, very interesting. Work hard and start early. Yes, indeed, taqwa brings about barakah. Yes, indeed, reading the Quran brings about barakah. But if you were to spend your day doing dhikr, Allah will not open up a door of money to fall into your house. Doesn't work that way. That's not our deen. We have both religion and the dunya, deen and dunya come together. We put our trust in Allah, but we also put in the effort. So you want barakah, you better be good at your job. You want barakah, you better show up early. You want barakah, you better have a skill set. Do the resume, send them out. Put your trust in Allah, but then do your part as well. And again, this is very clear. Our Prophet ﷺ said, hadith is in Muslim Ahmad and others. Our Prophet ﷺ said, Burika li ummati fi bukuriha. Allah has given barakah to my ummah when they wake up early in the morning and start doing what they need to do. It's a very interesting hadith. You want to get barakah, don't sleep in till noon and then think you're going to get barakah. You want to get barakah, don't be lazy and then think the doors are going to open and money's going to fall in. No. Burika li ummati fi bukuriha. Allah's barakah is upon my ummah when they wake up early and they start putting in the effort. Early morning, right after Fajr, go and do something productive. Go to your work or learn some skills or whatever it might be. That's the point of bukuriha, starting early in the morning and putting in the effort. In the other hadith in Tirmidhi, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you truly had tawakkul in Allah, the way that Allah deserves, your rizq would come to you. Like Allah provides it for the birds. The birds leave their nest early in the morning, and every one of them comes back at the night with a full stomach. If you had tawakkul in Allah the way that He deserves you have, you would all get your rizq, the way that Allah provides the bird. How does Allah provide the bird? Do the birds sit in the nest and just do dhikr and tasbih and the bird seed falls on them? He told us. They leave early there in the morning. They leave their nest early in the morning. They spend the day finding seeds, but they don't know where. Allah knows where. They put in the effort. They have tawakkul and taqwa. They get the seed. Simple as this. You want to get barakah in your rizq, you better have a job, or at least try to get a job. You want barakah in your rizq, do your job well, have a skill set. You will not get barakah simply by dhikr and Quran. That's not the way our religion works. Dhikr and Quran is one half. The other half, what are you doing? How are you getting your rizq? Which doors are you knocking on? Where are you sending your resumes? So we learn from the Quran and Sunnah of the ways to increase our barakah is that you better put in the effort, wake up early, have a skill set, do the exertion that requires what needs to be done in order for you to gain that rizq. This is point number four. Point number five, very interesting point of how to obtain barakah in our wealth and our health, in our families and our children, in our houses and our livelihoods. Point number five of how to obtain barakah, very explicit. To be good to other people, and especially your relatives. To have good akhlaq, to have silatul rahim, to respect the elders, to forgive and to overlook, and to be good-mannered, and to establish the ties of kinship, and to take care of your parents. To be a good person with other people, Allah will bless you in your personal life. How do we learn this? So many ahadith. Of them, our Prophet ﷺ said, hadith is in Bukhari Muslim, muttafaq alayh. Listen to this carefully. Whoever wishes to live a longer life and be increased in his money should do silatul rahim with his relatives. Whoever wishes to live longer and earn more, who amongst us does not want to live longer and earn more money? Who amongst us doesn't want to have an increase? Whoever wishes to have this, what should he do? فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِمَهُ. Let him have silatul rahim, be good to his relatives. And of course, taking care of relatives, many lectures have been given about that, and you can listen to that as well. In the hadith in Muslim, Imam Ahmad, narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, listen to this, صِلَةُ الرَّحِمِ وَحُسْنَ الْخُلُقِ وَحُسْنَ الْجِوَارِ يُعَمِّرْنَ الدِّيَارِ وَيَزِدْنَ فِي الْأَعْمَارِ. Being good to your relatives, and having good akhlaq, and being a good neighbor, shall bless your houses, and shall increase your lives and livelihood. Shall bless your houses. Your houses are going to become blessed. Your families, what is happening inside? No stress, no drama. Allah will bless you when you're good to other people. So you want to increase the quality of your life? Increase the quality of how you interact with other people. Your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, especially your relatives. Husn al-khuluq with your arham, with your cousins, your uncles, your siblings, your parents. Have the best akhlaq you can. And Allah Azza wa Jal will bless you in your personal life. This is point number five. Point number six of the ways to increase barakah. Small thing, but it needs to be mentioned. Following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in all that we do. So one simple example, following the sunnah in how we eat will bring barakah in the food that we eat. There's a really amazing hadith in the sunnah of Abu Dawud. A man came to the Prophet ﷺ complaining, Ya Rasulullah, we eat, but our bellies don't become full. We eat, but our bellies are still hungry. So our Prophet ﷺ said, perhaps you are all eating separately from one another. He said, yes, we're eating separately. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَاجْتَمِعُوا عَلَىٰ طَعَامِكُمْ وَاذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ يُبَارَكْ لَكُمْ فِيهِ. Come together when you eat and say Bismillah when you eat. Allah will give barakah on what you are eating. Subhanallah. Such a small sunnah. And we seek Allah's refuge. We're all guilty. I'm guilty of it as well as you are. Sometimes everybody's busy. I take my plate. I eat by myself. It's not haram. It's not sinful. I'm not saying you're going to go to Jahannam for that. But I'm going to be honest here. Even if I don't live up to it all the time. You want barakah? Come together with your family. Come together with people. And sit down together with them. Eat from the plate together. Say Bismillah before you eat. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after you eat. These small things will actually increase barakah in the food. That's why our Prophet said in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, Ta'amul wahid yakfi thnain. Wa ta'amul ithnain yakfi arba'a. The food of one person is going to be enough for two people. He made this a verdict for every Muslim who believes in him. If we believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we should have full yaqeen that if we are going to come together, one plate of food, put your trust in Allah, invite your friend, your spouse, your children, say Bismillah, let's eat together. And because you have followed the sunnah, and because you believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made this a verdict, ta'amul wahid, the food of one, yakfi thnain, shall suffice two people. But for who? For the one whom Allah gives barakah. And why will Allah give you barakah? When you believe in this hadith, when you implement the sunnah, you put your trust in Allah, that when I'm going to do this properly, and I do it believing in the promise of the Prophet, a small quantity of food. Now it is true, none amongst us has that level that the Prophet had, that one cup will suffice 1,000 people. That's him. He is indeed a Nabi that Allah has said, Rahmatul lil Alameen. We can't reach that level, but he gave us a small fraction. Every one of us, that fraction, you can double it. We can't make it times 1,000. That's the Prophet ﷺ. But every one of us, we have the potential by Allah Azza wa Jalla's blessings, not by me, not by you, to double whatever we have. Come together with your family and friends. Come together with people, and you will find a small quantity of food will suffice more people if you follow these sunnahs. So this is point number 6. Overall, following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ in all that we do. The final point again for this khutbah, the list is much longer, but as usual, time is against us. The final point that I encourage myself and all of you. You want barakah? Ask the Tabaraka and Ta'ala for it. You want barakah? Ask the Tabaraka and the Ta'ala for barakah. How else are you going to get barakah unless the Tabarak gives you that barakah? So you say, Ya Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah, Barik lana fi ahlina, Barik lana fi amwalina, give me barakah in my money, give me barakah in my time. Ya Allah, you are the source of barakah. Ya Allah, you are Tabarak. Nobody is Tabarak other than you. By the way, we are not allowed to say Tabarak for anyone other than Allah. Only Allah is Tabarak and Ta'ala. So we say, Ya Allah, you are Tabarak and Ta'ala. Who else is going to give me barakah other than you? And this is what we learn from the sunnah. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the sahaba to ask Allah for barakah. So for example, the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Hasan ibn Ali radiallahu anhu. This is one of the few ahadith he narrated. He said that my grandfather taught me du'as to say in the witr prayer. We say this du'a every day in Ramadan, by the way. Where do we get this from? This hadith. Hasan ibn Ali radiallahu anhu said, my grandfather taught me this is the du'a for witr. Allahumma hdini fi man hadayt, wa'afini fi man afayt, wa tawallani fi man tawallayt, wa barik li fi ma a'tayt. It's a long du'a. We say it every day in Taraweeh prayer. One phrase, wa barik lana fi ma a'taytana. We say it. He's saying it in the singular. Wa barik li fi ma a'tayt. Oh Allah, whatever you give me, put barakah in it. What a general, comprehensive dua. You give me some food, Ya Allah, put barakah in it. You give me some money, Ya Allah, put barakah in it. You gave me one day today, Ya Allah, put barakah in it. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for barakah. Oh Allah, increase the barakah of all that you have given us. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Ya Rasulullah, yesterday I heard you make a dua, and this was one phrase that I heard that you say. He said, what was it? He said, Allahumma filli dhanbi wa wassi' li fi dari. وَبَارِكْ لِي فِيمَا رَزَقْتَنِي. Oh Allah, forgive my sins and make my house bigger for me. This is barakah. Make my house vast and big for me and give me barakah in the rizq that you have given me. The Prophet ﷺ said, Oh Abu Huraira, is anything left after this dua? Is there anything else you need? He said, no. So he said, stick with this dua. It's all you need. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Make my house a vast and comfortable place. And all the rizq that you give me, give me barakah in it. This is another hadith where the Prophet ﷺ is asking barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, you want barakah? Constantly make dua to Allah to increase your barakah. These are seven ways that if we implement them, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will see an increase in the quality of what we have, even if we do not see an increase in the quantity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran. And may He make us of those who His verses they understand and apply its halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.